My guest today on the KMMO Ag Report is Brittany Hemme, advisor for the Santa Fe AgriLeaders. Brittany, I attended your kickoff meeting for the AgriLeaders in Alma. You had a nice crowd, great food, and an informative speech by Missouri Ag Director Chris Chin. I understand you are now into your weekly meeting schedule.
We had our kickoff meeting, and that kicks off our series of winter meetings. And so every Monday night now from all of January through all of February, we'll be meeting at Santa Fe High School at 7 o'clock. And we meet in the ag classroom, so it'd be Mrs. Schreiman's classroom, and that's on the south side of the high school here in Alma.
Got a great lineup of speakers. I know you had a meeting this past Monday. Talk a little bit about that, how that went, and your lineup for your other speakers.
Sure. On Monday the 13th, we had Dr. Corinne Bromfield. She actually broke her foot, so she wasn't with us in person, but she was with us over like a Skype or a Zoom call, and it worked out great. She had some really good slides to share with us, and she had talked to us and shared with us about her trip to China, and she talked to us about the impacts of a disease outbreak and what it would mean to Missouri's livestock or here in America in general. But she shared about her trip in China, and it was really kind of shocking with the different battles that they've been fighting with their swine production, and it made me feel a little more secure about how much better our practices and our protocols and different things and all of that we have already established here in Missouri and in the U.S.
You know, that was perfect timing, though, even though she was talking about the diseases, swine flu and everything there, that was perfect timing with the trade agreement that was just signed with China.
You know, we didn't plan that, but it worked out pretty good.
So. Absolutely.
So this Monday, January 20th, we have Travis Harper. He's one of the state agronomists. He's coming, and he's going to talk about extended winter grazing. So obviously, Missouri weather can be extreme. We went from an extreme drought to extreme flooding. And so Travis is going to share with producers just kind of a way to safeguard yourself and try and get some extra grazing through the winter if you're a cattle producer. I remember it wasn't just a couple years ago. I mean, hay was going for outrageous amounts.
Right.
And I think this would be a good meeting for any cattle producer around the area. You know, other tools to add to your tool belt of ensuring that you have adequate grazing through the winter or adequate feed through the winter, I think it'll be a good asset for producers.
You will hear more of my visit with Brittany Hemme as she talks about the upcoming Monday meetings for Santa Fe AgriLeaders in Alma. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.